Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and we kick off this hour with our good buddy Jerry Beatty, so we can find out exactly where on the planet he might be. So where in the world is Jerry Beatty?
Well, Jerry Beatty is in southern Oklahoma right now, headed off to a show. Seems okay. Like I've been doing a lot of shows lately. I was with you at the surf show here recently.
That's right, at a surf expo in Orlando. Yeah, we crossed paths, had a good time, caught up.
That was a fun show.
Yeah.
And then the very next weekend, I was off at the Texas Dive Show up in Frisco, Texas.
Frisco, Texas. Yeah, we had the Scuba Cowboy out there, you know, representing our crew, and we got a report from him on the show a couple weeks ago. But what was it like from your perspective there, Jerry?
Well, I got to tell you, the exhibitors were top-line resorts from all over the world, really interesting stuff, fairly good attendance, and everybody that had exhibited said they were definitely coming back. Let's get some more people in there. It's a lot of fun. They've got a ton of great seminars and great speakers.
Yeah. Now, do you find that the exhibitors at a Texas show to be more regional? Like, for instance, there might be a few operators that run out to the flower gardens and do the diving off there, or what? What do you think?
No. Actually, no. They were almost all Caribbean, but we had a pretty good representation of the Pacific as well.
Okay. So, but surely they had some of the local operators there, didn't they? I mean, isn't that where they dive there in Texas? They go off to these flower gardens that I keep hearing rave reviews on, or no?
Well, they do, but the flower gardens is a pretty unique trip. You've got to be a veteran, experienced diver, number one. And because they're 200 miles off the coast, you kind of go when you can go, and if you can't, you don't go.
Okay, so it's more of a liveaboard type of thing, and if you're going that far, you might as well fly down to the Caribbean or Mexico or the Pacific or whatever, I guess, is what you're saying, right?
That's correct. It's okay. A big destination for tech divers, but yeah. Not so much for a regular diver.
What, tech divers, why? Because it's deeper or currents or what? I didn't know that.
It's deeper. You're out there for 2 days, so you want the longest bottom times you can get.
Yeah.
And but, yeah, you want to be able to really kind of get to any depth you want to.
Got it. All right. Well, obviously, you're working the trade show circuit, and that's what you would do, working for Dive Training Magazine, by the way, the best dive magazine in the world, if you ask me. And they don't pay me to say that. It's just the truth. So there you go. And but I know other than going to these dive shows, you actually get to go diving, and you just spent some time in La Paz or La Paz. That's La Paz, right?
That's correct. And when you say La Paz, most people think immediately of Bolivia. But it was La Paz in Baja, Mexico, and I had not been there before, and I was blown away, Greg.
Yeah, now this is the place I hear about that has these whale sharks that come in, I don't know, certain times of the year, and just by literally, I don't know, I've heard it's like the hundreds or some crazy number. Is that right, or am I getting something mixed up?
No, you're pretty close to right. I mean, to give you a typical day of diving in La Paz, the first day we did baby seals. The next dive we did two magnificent wrecks, and then we went over and snorkeled with whale sharks that are there 10 months out of the year.
Wow. Well, that sounds pretty crazy stuff. Now, this is off the Baja Peninsula, right? You can just go south into Mexico or something. Is that what it is, or no?
Well, you fly into Cabo San Lucas.
Okay.
It's about an hour and a half drive up to La Paz. And you dive in the Sea of Cortez.
Hmm. All right. I mean, is it a fairly small, rustic town, though, and that type of thing? Or is there, like, big resorts and fancy, or what?
There's about everything you could want. There's a couple of four-star resorts. There's the local things. It's an immaculately clean town with a great culture and a great history, and safe. There was no threat of violence or crime or any of that.
Yeah, and this underwater attraction that they have there with these whale sharks, I didn't know about the seals and the other. What was the other critter you said you saw?
No, it was Rex.
Oh, Rex, okay. I didn't even know about those because I guess maybe the whale sharks get all the attention, but they got a few different attractions down there for the divers is what you're saying.
Oh, you could easily spend 2 weeks of diving, never dive the same attraction again. And it's the best-kept secret in Mexico, I can tell you. Better get down there.
Yeah, I mean, good prices, too. Is it fairly economical in that part of the world, I guess, too, or what?
I tell you what, you couldn't spend $50 a day in that town if you tried.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah, it was four tacos and two beers for $3.
Nice. Okay, so it's a great way to get, you know, some great diving in very economically as well. Now, what about the dive operations? Who did you go out with, and how were their prices in regard to that?
Prices are very reasonable, very upscale operators. You've got two. You've got one called the Cortez Club. I dove with them. It runs very well.
Yeah.
Then you've got a little bigger one called Fun Baja. And they have everything from liveaboards to six-packs.
Okay. So what do they do on a liveaboard? Where do they go?
They go through the Sea of Cortez, except for 2 months out of the year, they take it over to Sakura.
Okay, got it. And they go over to Sakura. Is that where they got the great whites or something? Or what's there at Sakura?
That's what they've got. They've got great whites, mantas, seals, kind of a mishmash, kind of a northern Cocos type of thing.
Got it. But you were mentioning, I mean, the main attraction down there, what gets all the attention internationally, is like I said, I've heard about these whale sharks. So that's what'd you say, a couple months out of the year where they congregate in this particular area and just, take over the area or what?
Well, actually, they congregate there for 10 months out of the
10
year.
10 months? So oh, geez.
10 months. It's really incredible. It's in some pretty heavy algae, plankton, water, because that's why they're there.
Yeah, they're
so
feeding.
It's only got limited. But they're everywhere. There were a pod of about 30 of them the day I went out.
Wow. And are they pretty friendly? Do they just ignore all the divers looking at them, or do they interact some way?
Well, they interact. They're extremely curious. They're coming up to you. They're looking for you as hard as you're looking for them.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, I love whale sharks, and I've seen that kind of behavior. I've been with them where they definitely, you could tell they were checking us out and looking at us and rolling over and looking at us with their eyes. It's kind of, you know, creepy and cool at the same time. But they definitely seem somewhat curious. And then I've been with them other times where we just seem like gnats and just would be like, eh, leave me alone. You know, so I guess it just depends on the day, right?
Absolutely. When I was out there that day, they were like puppy dogs. Very big puppy dogs that wanted to be petted.
Yeah? How big were the whale sharks that you were swimming with that day?
They were juveniles up to full grown. We had them 30 to 40 feet for the big ones.
Yeah. And they would actually come up to you and kind of rub up against you is what you're saying? They wanted to be petted?
Oh. Yeah, absolutely. They'd come right up to you. You couldn't avoid them. You couldn't get out of their way. Really.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, isn't there some rules or something that, well, I don't know if it's there, but other places you're not allowed to touch them or whatever, but hell, if they come up to you, what are you going to do, right? Is it one of those type of deals?
The rule is you can't go after them, but if they come to you, all bets are off.
Okay.
And I got another question for you. Change the subject here,
yeah.
Greg.
Yeah.
Are we going to see whale sharks in the Maldives?
Heck yeah, buddy. I mean, that's one of the beautiful things about our trip with Scuba or our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with Explorer Ventures. In the Maldives, you know, we're going there in August. This will be my third time. Every time I've seen whale sharks. But it's kind of like a segmented liveaboard trip. So one day we'll be in this spot and we'll see hammerheads. One day we'll be over here and we'll see, you know, groupers and huge schools of fish and dramatic drop-offs. And then the next day we'll go to the site where it's almost guaranteed they have whale sharks. So, Yeah, we will be doing that. And I believe the whale shark encounters we do are mostly snorkeling because they cruising through this one particular area in the Maldives. But yeah, every time I've been, I've had some amazing encounters with the whale sharks. Now, I won't say that we saw 30 at a time. You know, we'd see like two or three, and they'd swim around us for a little bit, and then we'd go find a couple others, you know, and just have a nice little intimate encounter. So it sounds like that's something you're looking forward to. Am I right?
Sounds like a great way to spend my birthday.
Absolutely, and that's what we're going to be doing. Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine going to be on us, be with us for the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with Explorer Ventures August 13th through the 20th. I just checked with him. There's only a few spots left. I don't even know what the exact number is, but it's very few because the demand has been pretty high for this one. So if you want to get in on it, you need to call them now so they can help celebrate your birthday. Right, Jerry?
That's right. You better call quick. They're going fast.
Yeah, and you don't need to bring a gift, or should they?
No, just their presence and partying with me will be gift tomorrow.
And that is so true. All right, we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
We're getting wetter all the time. I used to get wet in the pool.
Below the swim lane.
The dive instructor was cool.
And a bit insane.
As we went down, the bubbles would sound. As we were taught the dive rules. I've got to admit, it's getting wetter. A little wetter. All the time.
We need to submerge.
Yes, I admit, it's getting wetter. A little wetter. Sublime, getting so much wetter all the time. It's getting wetter all the time.
Wetter, wetter, wetter.
It's getting wetter all the time.
Wetter, wetter, wetter.
Getting so much wetter all the time.
This This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and I apologize for that, but that's just what we do sometimes. All right, so Charlene is on the line with us right now, and she's been on a liveaboard trip with us before, Saba St. Kitts, but she is on Scuba Radio with us right now. Charlene, how are you?
I'm great today. How are you, Greg?
I am good, as always. Now, you know, Charlene does a lot of stuff on Facebook. She's always posting things up. She's throwing stuff our way and saying, hey, you got to check this out because I've been here, been there. And she travels probably more than most divers, let alone me even. And you were in the Philippines and you recently sent me this information about, how do you say it, Malapascu? What is this in the Philippines? What is it? How do you say it?
Malapascua.
Okay. And they have these thresher sharks that we were talking about a couple weeks ago. And sounds like a really cool dive. You've done this, and you were the one who initially said, hey, you got to go check this place out, right? How long ago was it that you were there, Charlene?
We were there over the holidays, during the Christmas season.
Got it. So you celebrated the holidays in the Philippines with thresher sharks. Yeah, that sounds pretty cool. Now, the only downside to what I heard about the dive report you sent me, and we talked about this on the air, was that you have to get up at like the, I don't know, like 3 o'clock in the morning to be at this one particular spot in the Philippines where these thresher sharks hang for their morning shower cleaning or something. And I'm not really a morning guy myself, but you did this. Is that what happened or what?
Yes, we did. But, Greg, after you travel about 30 hours to get there, the 13-hour time change, 3 hours to the coast and a 45-minute boat ride, by then you won't know what time it is anyway, so
that's
it won't matter.
Okay.
You won't have any problem getting up.
That's a good way to look at it, or kind of sell yourself like, look, it's like 1 o'clock in the afternoon back home. Yeah, you know, it's something like that, right? So you just kind of make it a mental thing and get over that issue. Tell me about the dive itself. So obviously you have to get up real early and it's dark. You're kind of getting ready in the middle of the night to go out on this trip. What kind of boat are you going out on? And kind of give me your firsthand report of what it was like to do this particular dive in the Philippines there, Charlene. What do you think? What was it?
Well, you have to get up about 4 o'clock or 4:30 in the morning, and it's still dark.
Yeah.
And you go on to a different kind of boat, which is called an outrigger, which is made out of bamboo and wood. And it's about a 45-minute ride to the dive site. And by then, its first light is upon you.
Okay, now, so wait, one of those outrigger things, those outrigger boats are like a big, long canoe with a sidebar hanging off the side of it or something? Is that what an outrigger is? Did I get that right? Yeah. So it's a very Polynesian type of craft or a classic thing you'd see in the movies type of thing. So that I would imagine that was pretty cool in itself, isn't it? That's kind of a neat boat to go out on, right? You think?
It's very different.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay, very different. I mean, do you have a lot of space to move around in this boat, or is it pretty small and like just lined
up? Oh,
they're
quite large.
They are. They're quite large. So you got plenty of space to do what you need to do with your gear and everything. So you take that out 45 minutes as the sun is rising, and by the time you get out to the dive site 45 minutes later, what, the sun is starting to crack and you guys jump in the water, or how's this work exactly?
Yes, the sun is starting to come up. And everyone suits up, and everyone gets into the water, and you dive to about 95 feet, where everyone waits for the thresher sharks to come up on monad shoal to the cleaning station, where the cleaner wrasse will take care of them. We were told we were very lucky because some days there aren't a lot of thresher sharks. When we were there, we saw about 4 or 5 of them every day.
Wow.
And they're beautiful animals.
Yeah.
They have long, graceful, whippy tails.
Nice. Now, are they the only ones coming into this particular area, this cleaning station that is, you know, that these thresher sharks have found? Or are there mantas and other things around doing the same thing or what? What's going on?
There are a lot of other different types of animals. There are eagle rays, there's stingrays. Apparently, hammerheads come in different times of year here as well.
Yeah.
We did it 2 days in a row.
2 days in a row. Nice. So is this like the big dive of that particular operation, or is this one of many cool dives that they offer at that particular area? What do you think?
This one is probably the most popular one and the most unique one because thresher sharks are very rare and you can't see them anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
But they do have a lot of other excellent dive sites in the area as well. And unfortunately, we were only there for 3 nights because we were spending some time on the island of Cebu in the Philippines as well.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Yeah,
so you bounced around a little bit.
I would be back there again in a heartbeat.
Well, yeah. From the pictures I saw, it looked pretty impressive. And like you said, seeing a thresher shark is very rare, period. And to find a place where they tend to congregate or you found their little cleaning station or a place they shower each morning is kind of a unique thing to experience, I have no doubt. So this particular operation, are they the only ones that offer that dive in that area, or are there a few other places too and you just happen to go with this one, or what? How did that work?
There are a few other ones on the island. Mm-hmm. We decided to go with this one because the resort looked nice and whatnot. No lights are allowed, though. No strobes, no flashlights. Nothing of the sort because the thresher sharks are very shy,
yeah,
and they spook very easily.
Got it. So what, you're shooting video or something like that and pulling a still frame or just shooting with whatever you can, ambient light you have, I guess, right?
Yes.
Got it. What about water temp? What kind of visibility and water temp are you experiencing on that particular dive?
Water temperature was about 82 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay.
Very comfortable.
All right. So it's bathtub diving, especially for you Canadian divers. That's like hot tub diving, isn't it, for you?
Perfect. Yes.
Exactly. Well, a very cool dive, and I'm glad you're able to come back and tell me about it firsthand. And keep the info coming, Charlene. I appreciate it. And it's cool dives like that that make us want to schedule a trip and go diving again, right? And that's what it's all about. So there's always a new adventure to experience.
Absolutely. And I hope you get there, Greg.
All right. Well, I
really enjoy it.
It'll definitely be added to the list for sure. And we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and you know, I am here to make mermaid dreams come true. That's one of the sidebar things that we have kind of evolved into over the years doing this goofy little show. And when we go to the dive shows, for instance, we got Beneath the Sea coming up in New Jersey April 1st as when that kicks off this year. It happens to coincide with our 19-year anniversary. We will be, once again, making mermaid dreams come true, this time with mermaid Isabella. Isabella, welcome to Scuba Radio. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm
Thank
good. Yes. Yeah, so, we put you through the interview process a few weeks ago on the show. And we're making plans to have your coming out party at the Beneath the Sea show in New Jersey. Have you been to that event before, by the way?
I have not.
Okay.
I'm very excited to attend.
Yeah, so this is one of the largest consumer dive shows in the country, and a lot of folks show up, so we'll take you up there, and you can hang with the Scuba Radio crew, put on your mermaid tail, pose for photos, and Facebook post, and all kinds of stuff. That sounds like fun, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, well, that's just a conduit to the real mission of what we're trying to set up with Isabella, which is to give her a connection to the dive industry, because that's what you want to do, right? You want to kind of, you potentially want to be a member of the industry or work at a dive store or something, or
Absolutely.
A resort?
Yes.
Is that the ultimate goal?
I'm not sure if that's the ultimate goal, but it's definitely
a stepping stone.
Key component. Yes.
Yeah.
Like absolutely.
You go from mermaid to, you know, dive store or dive charter worker, like dive master on a boat or something mm-hmm. like that. And then you go into, you know, marine science or whatever. Something to save the world, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Clean up the oceans.
Yeah. And this mermaid thing will be something new for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Something you've always wanted to do?
Definitely.
Okay. All right. And your certification level is what?
open water scuba diver.
Okay, so we're probably going to get her some more experience as well. And just hanging with all these divers up in the Northeast, I think that'll be an experience in itself, but possibly will inspire you to get more training. Okay.
Yes, I do want to get my advanced
open water. Well, there you go.
Soon.
You can meet Mermaid Isabella as part of the Scuba Radio dive team coming up in New Jersey at Beneath the Sea. Are you excited, Isabella?
Definitely, Greg. Can't wait.
And we got more coming up. Stay close.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
You went up to the surface again, didn't you? Didn't you?
Nothing happened.
Oh, I'm about to die.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Now, one of our good friends we have to check in with periodically, and it's purely out of his love of diving that we do so, and our love of what he does, would be Big Wave Dave. And he's on tour in Texas this week. Is that right, Dave?
You got it, down in the great city of Dallas, where it's about a beautiful 75 degrees out. It's a great place to be in the winter.
Very nice. Now, what show are you attending with the Be a Diver Pool this week, Dave? What is it?
It's the Dallas Travel and Adventure Show, so you can find stuff from going to places in Texas to go dive the Cayman Islands.
Nice. All right, so adventure travel. So people come into this show with the idea, like, they're thinking of a cool place or an experience they want to, you know, try out, and they go to this show, and they have a lot of different options, whether it's like a place to go hiking, sailing, or just hanging out on a beach, or possibly diving, if they come to the Be a Diver Pool,
correct.
I guess, right?
Yeah, people come here for the travel show. Basically, they're trying to look for some place to go maybe this winter, even probably the winter blues, you know, where it's nice and warm, and even though Dallas is nice sometimes, you know, earlier this week, it was down in the 30s.
Right.
So hopefully they'll find information on travel, and best thing is they come over to the pool, they're like, why the heck's there a dive pool here? And it's like, well, if you go anywhere, you probably want to dive, be it Cayman Islands or be it the oil rig down in the Gulf.
Very nice.
Flower gardens.
Yeah, the flower gardens. Yeah, I was mentioning that earlier with Jerry Beatty. I didn't realize the flower gardens were so far offshore there in Texas, but I guess they're a couple hundred miles offshore. It's not like a convenient day trip.
Most people are running like a week, you know, go over there for like 3-4 days, that type of thing.
Yeah. Have you done that, or you just talked to some of the local divers that have?
Mainly local divers. I'm hoping maybe this year, if I've got a trip down here in Houston and I've got a week off afterwards, maybe I'll try and jump on one of the boats.
Very nice. All right. So this, you know, show you're doing this weekend, it's not a dedicated dive show. And like you said, you get probably a confused look most of the time when you're out and about with the Be a Diver Pool, when people are wandering through a convention hall and all of a sudden they see a pool set up in the middle of the show floor and people are jumping in the pool and scuba diving, and they're going, scratching their head like, what the hell is going on? You're used to this crazy-eyed look that you get probably more often than not. Am I right?
Well, yeah, I mean, you think about it, a lot of people really don't think about diving until they're going on vacation or they want to go see something.
Right.
So we're bringing it right in their face to make it really easy. I mean, we've got the dressing rooms, towels, hair dryers. We've got local stores, a couple of stores. We've got Dive West and Scuba Toys out here staffing the pool this weekend.
Yeah.
Okay. And we'll have representatives from the Caymans talking about maybe go diving in the Caymans.
That's right. Yeah, the Caymans are a proud new sponsor of the Be a Diver Pool, and we thank them for their support in that regard. But do you get a lot of people walk up, you know, after they realize what it is, and they go, well, okay, this is cool. I've always wanted to dive, but I can't do that. And you're like, wait a minute. No, you can. I got a bathing suit for you with your name on it right here. And then how hard is it to convince them to jump into the pool? Or is that a conversation that has to be had, or you know, a persuasive type of argument to get people to jump in that pool? What do you think?
It's not too difficult. I mean, when you show them, you got hair dryers, suits, towels, it's like they've got no excuse not to.
Right.
So they'll get changed, we'll get them in the water, give them a briefing, Everybody gets an underwater photo. They can download from the Be a Diver website. Blow some bubbles.
Nice. So that's what they do. You get them in their little changing room. They got a little tent set up next to the Be a Diver pool. You go in there. You hook them up with a bathing suit if they need it. And then put them in the pool. They outfit them with the gear. You got some instructors working with them a little bit so they can go down underwater and breathe off of a regulator. And then they have a few minutes to swim around. And then you actually take an underwater picture of them. Is that it? And then they can have that
as a
souvenir?
Everybody goes in the pool. We've got a couple of the Sea Life Micro HDs that we take photos with, and then we'll upload them to the Be a Diver site. And they can have that Facebook page, and they can download them in a couple days.
Very nice. Now, none of this would apply to their open water training, can it or can it? I don't think it can.
No, we're not doing a full Discover Scuba, but, you know, the idea is we've got local dive stores in the pool. Like I said, we got Dive West and Scuba Toys.
Yeah.
So when they get out, they'll get information from those two operations and hopefully sign up for a scuba class and get them diving. There's people out doing training dives this weekend, I guess. So.
Yeah.
It's always available here in Texas.
And you've been doing the Be a Diver pool for some time now. How many years has this thing been out on the road, you figure? Do you know? Are you keeping track?
I started full-time running the pool in different configurations since 2000.
Since 2000. Okay, so 15 years. Big Wave Dave has been out there sharing the love of diving with the pool all across the country. Have you had anybody come up and say, hey, this is how I actually got turned on to diving, and thank you, I'm now a dive instructor, and that kind of thing? Surely that's happened over the years, hasn't it?
Always. We repeat shows, and people come up, show me their C card. I've got several people over the years that are now dive instructors, and I'll turn other people on to diving. So.
Yeah,
it's definitely a worthwhile program.
Yeah, and I would imagine personally that feels pretty good. Don't you love hearing those kind of stories? I get that here at Scuba Radio every now and then, which blows my mind. But it's very humbling. But it makes you feel good that you're able to share the love a little bit and turn someone on to a new activity that may have changed their lives, you think?
Well, yeah. I mean, we've got people that they started diving with us 15, 16 years ago, and now they're becoming parents, so their kids are getting into diving now.
Nice. Yeah. So there you go. So in that way, once you find out they're instructors or just divers, like, hey, by the way, next time when I come to your town, you can help me set this thing up, right?
Yep. That's the whole thing. We need the bodies. You know, we need the healthy bodies for putting the pool together and getting it all ready to go.
Yeah. It's not an easy job. That's a big-ass pool, and there's all kinds of staging and banners and crappy that Dave has to manage. It's sometimes a logistic nightmare that Dave manages and doesn't really get the credit he deserves. But, he has a lot of people that come up and thank him for turning them on to diving. And it's great work you do, Dave. Where are you off to next, my friend?
We got this weekend in Dallas, and actually next weekend, Super Bowl weekend, it'll be busy over in Owensboro, Kentucky.
Yeah, you're actually going to be working on
a boat sports show.
Are you going to be working on Super Bowl Sunday?
Well, we'll be breaking down, which is probably worse because if it was just here, I could maybe catch you on my ear, but, you know, breaking down, you got to break down and pack up. So.
Yeah.
How fast we can drain this month.
Are you even paying attention to the Super Bowl? I know you're a big Packers fan because that's where you're from. So I don't know. Do you have any allegiance, or would you rather not watch the Super Bowl this year? What's going on?
I guess I'd like to see the Broncos do it, but other than that, not a big deal.
Okay. All right. So you're just going to have to, I don't know, hear it on the radio. Maybe they'll have something blaring while you guys are tearing down the pool that Sunday, huh?
When you're filling or draining, you never know. I mean, here I think there'll be about a 12-hour fill, so
okay.
Hopefully draining will go a lot faster.
12 hours it takes to fill this thing, and then to drain it? Yeah, what do you do? Just tear down the side of the wall and it just floods out the whole place? No, I know that isn't how it works. That would be the fastest way.
Every convention center is different.
Yeah.
So we'll find out on Sunday.
Okay. I mean, yeah, how long? I mean, does it generally sometimes take as long as it does to fill it? Really?
No, typically, usually I can get out of a building in 3 hours. If they have really good drainage, I might be able to cut some more time off that. But
yeah,
really, it's just a matter of getting rid of the water.
But they don't like the technique of just taking down a side of the pool and just letting it flood out like that. They don't.
No,
they don't.
That's outdoor shows you do that, and that's how you can get out real fast outdoor shows.
Yeah, okay. So he prefers outdoor shows, as we learned today with Big Wave Dave. What about in between all this touring stuff you're doing with Be a Diver, the Be a Diver pool, which, by the way, you can check it out at beadiver.com. Are you getting any diving in on the side? outside? You said you mentioned coming back down to Houston and maybe doing the Flower Gardens, but do you have anything on the docket diving side for you personally coming up? Or
heading over in March over to the Cayman Islands.
Cayman Islands, okay. Is that for the Wounded Warrior thing?
Nope, that's just that's for fun.
That'll just be for fun. You're just going to go down there and have enjoy the weather and diving that they have to offer in the Caymans.
Go dive the Kittiwake and everything else.
Nice. Okay. Well, Dave, thanks for the update. Appreciate it as always. BeADiver.com, and we'll talk to you again real soon, my friend.
Yep. You take care. Well, hopefully, if you want to give me a call Saturday Super Bowl weekend, I'll be around.
All right. Maybe we'll just call up and give you the score.
Okay.
Keep you informed. How about that?
That'd be great.
All right. See you later, Dave.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
So from Big Wave Dave to the Dive God. Yes, it doesn't get much better than that. We got Neil Watson standing by. Neil, how are you, buddy?
Man, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. How about you, Gregory?
Well, I'm doing even better now because we've been talking this week or last few weeks about going to Cuba, and we've locked down some plans. I have some questions for you about our little adventure, and I figured we could just delve into it right here on the big show today. What do you think, Neil? You ready to talk about?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Let's talk about diving in Cuba with the Dive God and some Guy Harvey friends. So it's going to be quite a thing. You might learn something listening into our little conversation, and we'll, you know, turn this into a little Cuba classroom or something right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
You like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Do you have a compelling story of what inspired you to become a PADI diver or PADI professional? Has your PADI certification changed your life, relationship, or career in some unique way? The Professional Association of Diving Instructors wants to share your story to inspire others to start, keep, or teach diving. For more information, please visit PADI.com/my story. That's PADI.com/my story. And thanks for choosing PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hey, who wants to have some fun?
Come on, get down, come on, get on down. Come on, get down, get down. Come on, get down, come on, get on down. Come on, get down, get down. Come on, get down, come on, get on down.
Get down.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. On the line with me is the dive god, Neil Watson. Now, we are planning one of the coolest dive adventures that, it's been on my list for some time, and we've been talking about it for the last couple months here on the show, because we're looking to go to Cuba. Now that the travel restrictions have loosened up a bit, you still have to have some special considerations to be able to get to that part of the world as a U.S. citizen. But we're crossing those T's, dotting those I's. You know, we can do scuba radio media, but we've brought in our friends from Guy Harvey and the Guy Harvey Outpost team that Neil's connected with. And we're going to do a little research down there, possibly, and tell you about what we find, and then maybe go back and do a little bit more extensive trip. But Neil is on the line. And Neil, are you excited as I am about this or what? What do you think?
Gregory, I tell you what, man, I am so psyched for this trip. I've dove all over the world, and yet one of the top on my bucket list is like 90 miles south of Key West, Cuba.
Yeah,
and haven't been able to do it. About 20 years ago, I almost made the trip and had to cancel at the last minute. But I've had buddies that go down there, and they rave about it. So not. In addition to the diving, just to see the culture and what's going on, and you know, the forbidden fruit kind of thing.
Right.
But, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah. You know, and I was talking to one of my Canadian dive friends, Charlene, earlier. She had been to the Philippines, and, you know, she's Canadian. She could go to Cuba anytime. And she has not been there personally. She had told me off the air. However, she's had many of her Canadian friends visit the island and love the diving there. But she said the one area they always rave about is the Garden of the Queen. Have you heard of this, or do you know what that means, or what?
Yeah. It's a marine park on the south side of the island.
Okay.
The guy that's organizing this for us mentioned two places, Valle de Vinales and Pinar del Rio is two areas.
Mm.
But the south, you know, we'll fly into Havana, and then you take a bus or transportation over to the opposite side of the island, the Pinar del Rio area.
Yeah.
It's like about a three-hour ride, but it's supposed to be really beautiful, you know, there's the scenery and everything.
Huh.
And, you know, we're staying at a property with the dive site right, or the dive operation right on property, so it's very convenient.
Yeah.
Boat ride, they do single tank dives. They go out for a single tank, come back, another single tank. They do three or four dives a day, but it's all single tank. They don't go out for two dives like the traditional dive resorts in the Caribbean do.
Now, why is that? Do you know? What is that?
Got
just
me.
The Cuban way.
Maybe they got to come in for a mojito or something.
Yeah. Yeah, they got that Cuban rum and Cuban cigars and all kinds of things you can do on your surfer center bowl.
Yeah, yeah.
Might distract the diving. I don't know.
Yeah, and you know, the trip we're going down on, the exploratory trip in a couple of weeks, we've got a scientist, the main guy with the Guy Harvey organization, Mahmood, which is the guy that does all the shark tagging and the research, and he's a professor. And I'm really, really excited about spending some time and diving with him.
Yeah.
So I'm just stoked for both the trips, the one that we're going to go down and check it out, and then the group trip that we're going to go take down in May.
Yeah, we're looking to put together a little research package, which I guess Mahmood might have plans for that. Do you know what he wants to look at? I know we've discussed lionfish and find out, you know, a little bit about what's going on with their lionfish population
down there. I'm sure the lionfish, the marine life, the health of the reef, just kind of an overview of what it's like, you know?
Mm-hmm. There's actually been some online stuff. I was talking about this last week on the show about some videos I'd seen of a dive operator that was doing bull shark dives or some crazy shark interactive type diving there in Cuba. Are you aware of this too or no?
I know there's sanctioned shark dives down there, but I'm not sure which the operators and exactly what they do. But I'm sure we'll know by the time we get back.
Yeah, those might be sanctioned by the government for other reasons other than diving. No, I'm just
could be.
I got to be careful what I say now, right?
Yeah,
they might be listening. Oh, geez.
Yeah, right.
Oh man. Yeah, no, it'll be good. I have no doubt it'll be an adventure. You know, we do have to, like you said, take this bus ride from Havana Airport over to the south side of the island.
Right.
And have you been told, is this like driving over the mountain in Dominica from the airport kind of thing? Is it over a mountain or what?
Well, Neil Jr., my son, said it's a bit of an adventure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
But, I mean, is it up over in a mountain? Do they have a big mountain there in Cuba, or is it all flat and stuff?
I mean, I've tried to research it on the web, and it's a mountainous area, but I don't know whether we're going over mountains to get to it. But
right.
I understand the roads aren't exactly Turnpike or I-95.
Yeah.
So, you know, you probably got to stop for carts crossing the road and mules and this, that, and the other.
Yeah, we've done this type of journey before in Dominica, where there was a time when Bubble Boy and the Dive God were in the back seat of a pickup truck. I was riding shotgun. I looked back behind me, and they're like 3 feet off the bed of the truck as we hit every pothole imaginable. I was laughing hysterically. Was that a look of panic on your face, or were you just enjoying it like a roller coaster?
It wasn't as much panic. I don't get seasick, but, man, I was getting car sick. I thought I was going to lose it. I mean, it curves and up and down, and it's like a roller coaster. And then off bluffs and stuff.
Caribbean roller coaster. Maybe that's what they should call those tracks through the rainforest.
I'm sure we'll have some more adventure stories to tell after this.
No question about it. All right. You'll hear all about it right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Thanks, Neil. Appreciate it, my friend.
You got it, pal.
And that'll do it for this week. Till next time, remember, it's always better down where it's wet. Safe diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.